Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Okay, morning show. We'll have more details what's going on at the NATO summit and the ceasefire holding between Israel and Iran. Paul Rasmussen will join us with top stories in just a few minutes. And locally, the top story has obviously been the heat. Schools have been out, but the work continues. And joining us is Gene Walker, who is the president of the Pittsburgh School Board. And he is visible. I can see Gene in the background. You have some kind of terrarium. What's in that? By the way, you can see Gene if you go to our KDK Radio live stream, brought to you by Metropolitan Window Company. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. We have a leopard gecko and then a couple of fish in addition to all the other pets we got running around.
Nice. So the work continues. You have a very important meeting coming up to determine the outcome for the schools that were mentioned before that would be closed. Potentially, it sounds like the vote will be on. Will this be the determining vote?
This is not, Larry. This is the next step in the process. So the state requires that we vote to open up a public comment period. That lasts no less than 3 months from the end of when folks comment on the closure. So tonight sets the stage for us to move the plan forward, but it is just the next step in the process.
So what would you advise people who want to have an input and you know, determine the outcome? Because this process has been going on a while, and it looks like it'll continue for quite some time.
Yeah, I mean, I think the most important thing is for folks to stay engaged, but also to be patient with us as we continue to put out relevant information that will help folks understand what the school district is going to look like in the future. But after tonight, assuming that the vote is passed, then we will set up hearings for each building so that folks can come out and kind of make their voices heard on each building that we anticipate will close.
And the last big meeting, you modified the number of buildings potentially to close. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I think we went from 10 to 9. So we're sitting at 9 buildings right now that the superintendent is recommending.
Now, other issues, because this gets all the media attention, and there are other issues you're dealing with. Where do the Pittsburgh Public Schools stand, in your opinion, with testing and the things you're trying to improve on a daily basis that affect all students?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're making continuous progress on all of those things. So whether it's reading or math or science, you know, the superintendent has put some really strategic and strong plans in place to help improve those results over time. And we're waiting. We'll know probably late August, early September, how the young people finished this last school year on the state testing.
And then in terms of starting a new school year, just to be clear, any decisions that are made about closures wouldn't take effect. What is the earliest any of those schools would close?
Yeah, the earliest anything could close would be the school year starting in 2026. So nothing will change this year, this upcoming school year. The earliest would be the following school year starting in 2026.
Yeah, I wanted to make that clear because, you know, people are concerned about, and if, to be fair, if it disrupts your life as a community member with students in school, obviously that's the most critical part for those folks. But in the meantime, it's going to be a little while.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, you know, we're trying to be sensitive to that disruption and do whatever we can to limit as much disruption as possible, understanding that all of it is not unavoidable.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time. I'll let you get back to your gecko. Next time, maybe you could have him, Gene, on your shoulder.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, can you touch a gecko, or do they bite?
Oh, yeah. He's only about 6 inches long. He's not real big.
It's not a big one. All right. Gene, have a great summer. Let us know how it goes, and we'll talk to you again soon. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Talk to you soon.
You got it. With the Pittsburgh Public School Board, Gene Walker. And, Aaron, it's kind of cool to see the technology. I know with our live stream where you can see Gene, you couldn't see. He has this really cool background.
I know. It is great. We're on YouTube. You know, we've got the website. You can see him on multiple fronts.
Yeah, we got KDK Radio YouTube page you can subscribe to. But always appreciate Gene. He's accessible to us, and he seems to be somebody that's in a good space for what they do, you know, because there's so many challenges to a school board, and it gets very emotional. He seems like he's able to maintain, right?
Right, exactly.
All right. Coming up, we'll have the latest from the Middle East and what President Trump is saying in the Netherlands at the NATO summit.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.